on the metrics that you just said, okay, there's actually, our intelligence community has said that Iran is reconstituting its military industrial base faster than we had predicted, and analysts assess it still holds roughly 70% of its missile stockpile and 70% of its mobile launchers. The Strait of Hormuz was open before the war. It is now closed. We have lost 14 brave American service members. Over 400 are injured. And the Iranian regime remains largely intact, but now with a more hardline leader who has more incentive to try and get a nuclear weapon. So I guess I have to ask you again, Mr. Secretary, does this actually look like winning or losing to you?
Well, first of all, I don't know what intelligence assessments you're referring to. We wouldn't discuss intelligence assessments if they were real.
You must These have been publicly reported.
Well, if they're publicly reported, someone committed a crime and, by the way, is also lying. And this happens all the time. People manipulate intelligence and analysis for purposes of furthering a narrative. On your point about the regime is actually deeply fractured, which is why it takes 7 to 10 days to get an answer from them for anything. Meanwhile, they're
fractured, but still intact.
Well, intact in the sense they can't even reach agreements that they can get back to us. So that's, I don't know how intact that is. What they have is people that are afraid to go into the streets. Their repressive operations have held people back, in addition to the fact they've cut off the internet. But this is a country right now, in this regime, that is facing hyperinflation, a completely devalued currency, hundreds of billions of dollars in damage to their military infrastructure. And frankly, they all of the pre-existing problems that Iran had in their economy, which is why people were protesting, are worse, not better.
Sure,
and they have to deal with that too.
Mr. Secretary, so you're saying we're winning because the Iranian economy has inflation, it's cost them millions of dollars a day in lost revenue, and because it's going to cost them billions of dollars to rebuild. Well, we are having inflation. It's already cost us an estimated $100 billion. Gas prices are up with no end in sight. The average family is paying an extra $450 on gas and could pay an extra $2,000 by the end of the year. The American people are not stupid, Mr. Secretary. We all know that this war is not over. Just last night, the U.S. and Iran exchanged fire again, this time over Karg Island. We still have not reached a deal, despite the president's promise that a deal is right around the corner. The president even said today the blockade could last until Labor Day. It's now day 97 of the war.